So I'm just hanging out at home, you know, watching the tube, when the phone rings and it's my best friend reminding me that tomorrow's Valentine's Day. I feel the sweat begin to drip off my palms as I realize, I'm dead. I mean, no money in my pocket, no gift in my hand. Once upon a time, many, many years ago, when our grandfathers were little children, there was a doctor, and his name was Doolittle, John Doolittle, M.D. Now, the M.D. means that he was a proper doctor and knew a whole lot. He lived in a little town called Puddleby-on-the-Marsh. All the folks, young and old, knew him well by sight. And whenever he walked down the street in his high hat, everyone would say, "There goes the doctor. He's a clever man." And the dogs and the children would all run up and follow behind him. And even the crows that lived in the church tower, they would call and nod their heads. The house he lived in on the edge of town, it was quite small. So I stormed up to the front door. And I mean, I felt like a fool when my key wouldn't work. Damn it! I slammed my hand against the oak door in a rage. I mean, she actually changed the fucking lock. I turned around and watched my underwear float down to the ground. "I'ma kill this woman," I mumbled to myself. That's when I stepped out from the porch and screamed, "Diane, open this fucking door!" She answered me by throwing my computer monitor out of the window. Pieces shattered all over the driveway. And I ran around back and found the locks had been changed there too. Whew. I was so angry by then, I decided to break one of the windows to get in. But when I went to get the hammer out of my trunk, two police officers were stepping out of their patrol car. One of them was a sister, and the other was a white man. "Can I help you, officers?" I tried to sound calm, though sweat was dripping down my face and my chest was heaving. The male officer spoke first. "Yeah, you could start by telling us what's going on." "My name is Will Duncan, officer. This is my house." I pointed to Diane, who was staring down at me from the window like a deranged animal. "That's my wife." "Don't you point at me, motherfucker! I wish I had that cop's gun, because I'd shoot your sorry black ass." And of course, the crowd fell out laughing.